For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The State House and Senate were finally able to agree on a resolution this week that will keep state government operating beyond the end of this fiscal year on June 30th. Lawmakers interrupted this year's legislative session back in March because of the coronavirus outbreak before they approved a new budget for the next fiscal year. Now the state will continue its current spending plan at least until September, when it's expected a new budget will be enacted. But lawmakers added millions of dollars to the current budget to help the state combat the COVID-19 pandemic, $115 million to a COVID reserve fund, and $25 million for the new ramped-up testing plan. The resolution also provides $15 million to ensure voters going to the polls in this year's elections will be able to safely cast their ballots. Lawmakers hope that by September, when they consider a new budget, they'll know how the state's economy has fared through 6 months of pandemic. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Merle Smith of Sumter is optimistic that the strength of the state's economy before the outbreak and the almost $2 billion budget surplus will allow the state's budget to weather the economic downturn.
We still see a positive growth in our budget, and as long as we have some minimal to positive growth in the budget, then we should not have to endure those budget cuts and furloughing state employees. It's all up to how this economy recovers, and that's the ultimate question, is how quickly are we going to recover? And all indications are South Carolina is prepared for a quick ascent into recovering and this economy recovering, and we hope that proves correct.
The legislature this week also modified state election law by expanding absentee balloting for the June political primaries due to concerns about crowded polling places on Election Day. Charleston Senator Chip Campson.
People are really sincerely and legitimately concerned about having to go vote in person because of the social distancing thing. And most people don't want to misrepresent their reason for casting an absentee ballot, but people are starting to do that, is what I'm hearing from the election commission directors.
The law will allow any registered voter to vote an absentee ballot for any reason in the June primaries and runoffs. Many lawmakers are beginning to voice concerns about the impact the coronavirus is having on the thousands of students attending public schools. The pandemic caused a third of this school year to be canceled. Greenville Republican Senator Ross Turner says that while the school system attempted to switch to e-learning as much as possible, many of the 775,000 school students were left behind.
Since they basically stopped school, we've not touched base with about 6% of those at all. We don't know where they are. That's about 45 to 50,000 kids, and that's concerning. Obviously, those are the kids we can't afford to let slip through the cracks.
Kershaw County Democratic Senator Vincent Shaheen echoed Turner's concerns.
The damage done to these children if they miss another semester. I've already watched it this semester. If it goes another semester, it will be a lifelong problem for many of these children.
According to state officials, 62% of the state's public school students are at the poverty level, and the lack of broadband internet service in parts of the state has hindered many students' ability to stay in touch with their teachers. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman recently estimated the department will need over $200 million for instructional recovery days, technology upgrades, and protective equipment for teachers and school staff when the new school year begins. South Carolina is to receive just under $2 billion as its share of $150 billion in federal aid for COVID-19 cost, and the public school system is expected to get its share of the money. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.